Good morning, and welcome to the Jaremaga podcast. My name is Douglas Jarrell, and I am the writer of Jaremaga.
And my name is Nakanishi Tetsuhiko. Tets means philosophical, and Hiko means a handsome guy. I like my name very much.
Nice name. On this podcast, we're going to talk about Jaremaga stories and things that are happening these days. In particular, we will look at the stories that you can find in the Jaremaga 10th Anniversary Edition.
What is it?
It's a collection of 366 stories from every day of the year.
Wow! 366 stories?
Yes. There are four books in the collection. It's only in electronic form. You can find the books on amazon.co.jp if you look for my name, Douglas Jarrell.
Can we find them just with your name?
Yes, or you can look for Jaremaga. In today's podcast, we will talk about the rainy season.
How do you feel about the rainy season?
I don't really like it. What about you, Tetsu?
I have mixed feelings about it. Farmers need the rain for their crops, especially rice. Rice grows in wet, paddy fields. If it doesn't rain...
No rice, no food. That would make me very unhappy. When I think of rain, I think of umbrellas and wet shoes. But I know that we need the rain for farming and drinking water.
When it rains, I don't feel like riding my bicycle. When I drive, the traffic is bad and I have to be more careful than usual. We are talking about rain, but the rainy season isn't just about rain. It gets rather warm during this season, doesn't it?
Yes, that's something else I don't like about the rainy season. The stickiness.
Stickiness?
Yes. I wrote about it in the summer edition on June 22nd. The story is called Sticky Weather. Let me read it for you.
Listen to it once.
June 22nd. Sticky Weather. The rainy season is here. Sticky is a good word for this kind of weather. We usually use sticky when we talk about tape or glue. In the rainy season, our clothes are like tape. They stick to our bodies because we sweat a lot. Another good word for this weather is soggy. When things get wet, they don't dry out and become soggy. After I walk my dog in the rain, my shoes are soggy. The carpet outside the doghouse gets soggy, too. So, do you understand what I mean by stickiness now?
Yes, and you have another interesting word, soggy. Your clothes get soggy when they are very wet, right?
That's right. When my shoes are soggy, I can hear the water inside them when I walk.
What else can we use soggy for?
We can say soggy cereal. Do you eat cornflakes?
No, I don't really like them, but I have eaten them. I guess that they get soggy when you leave them in the milk for too long.
That's right. And are you an athlete, or were you an athlete when you were in school?
Yes, I played softball.
Okay. What was the field like after it rained?
Oh, I see. It was soggy.
That's right.
さて、皆さん、スティッキー、ソギーについて意味はつかめたでしょうか？語彙、表現の整理をしておきましょう。ジャレル先生の後に続いて、しっかりリピートしてください。ベトつく、ベトベトした。
Sticky.
Sellotape.
Tape.
Nori.
Glue.
Naninani ni hitsuku.
Stick to.
Ase o kaku, pokari janakute.
Sweat.
Zubunure no.
Soggy.
カラッと乾く。
Dry out.
犬を散歩させる。
Walk a dog.
何々の状態になる。
Get.
Let's listen to the story again. This time, let me read it for you. The rainy season is here. Sticky is a good word for this kind of weather. We usually use sticky when we talk about tape or glue. In the rainy season, our clothes are like tape. They stick to our bodies because we sweat a lot. Another good word for this weather is soggy. When things get wet, they don't dry out and become soggy. After I walk my dog in the rain, my shoes are soggy. The carpet outside the doghouse gets soggy too.
Oh, the music means that it's time to go. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We plan to come out with podcasts every 2 weeks from now on, so don't miss it.
Thank you, Tetsu. Yes, stay tuned for the next podcast. And remember, you can get the Jaremaga 10th Anniversary books for Kindle at amazon.co.jp.
Goodbye, and see you next time.